Hey everyone, welcome back to my podcast. Today we have a very, very special guest with us.
Yo, this is Ian, this is Anna's brother.
And today we're just going to be talking a little bit about our relationship because I'm leaving for college in 10 days. All right, before we start off, let's get the introductions out of the way. So Ian, introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Ian, I'm Anna's brother. School going to 10th grade, and something that I'm pretty passionate about, or fun fact about me, is I do music. One of my main interests is jazz, and I've really loved to learn about the history and play this rich music.
Now, is jazz something you would want to do like as a career, or is it just a hobby for now?
I don't want to do jazz as a career because I actually want to make money.
Okay, we definitely can make music as a jazz artist. Like, you got Ray Charles. Like, you have so many people.
Right. Name one today.
Okay. Anyway. So, this is Ian. And as y'all know, I'm leaving for college really, really soon. So, there's definitely going to be a big adjustment in the household. Ian's going to be the only child from now on. And that means, like, he's going to be taking up a lot of different responsibilities. Like, he already started, like, driving. Like, he already has his permit. Like, how's that going?
You know, it's fine. I don't really like driving that much.
I love driving, though.
Yeah, but, like, I see it as, like, a chore. Like, mm-hmm. You know, it's something, like, I know I have to do it, but it's, like, you know, something I don't want to do at the same time. But, you know,
I mean, to learn how to do it. Yeah, true. But, like, as you get older, you want to, like, go places with your friends and stuff. So now you, like, have the freedom to do that. So I don't really see it as a chore in my opinion. But, hey, we're all entitled to our own opinions. But yeah, I guess one of the big questions I wanted to ask you is, what are you like nervous about with me leaving for college? Like, is there like a fear that you have, or are you like literally just excited? Like, keep it real. Like, if you're ready for me to get out the house, like, just say that. Just stand on that.
You know, I'm pretty chill because like, it's something that happens in life, and mm-hmm. You always have to like, you can't, like, shy away from these types of things because mm-hmm. It's going to happen no matter, like, if you're ready or not. For me and my sister, it's obviously less big deal for me, but the things that will change in my life are pretty, like, minor.
Who's going to drive you everywhere? Like,
I was going to say, I have to drive myself to school now, and I have to do all the chores in the house.
Yeah, exactly. You have to do the dishes, which you never do. Just keeping it real.
Okay. But so that's one of the big changes, but mm-hmm. You're obviously not in the house, so I can't speak to you. If I want to, I have to call you.
You never call. We like never text, to be honest. Like, do you think we're gonna start texting now?
I mean, maybe if I have like something to talk to you about.
Yeah,
but we'll see. I don't really text people a lot.
Sure. I mean, I guess you're only 15, so. But yeah, is there anything that you're excited for the next year of high school, sophomore year? Like, this is a pretty big year because now you're starting like AP classes, like everything's gonna be like a little bit harder. Like, are you excited for that or what? Like, what are you feeling for sophomore year?
Yeah, so basically like I've always like known that I'm gonna have to like start putting my foot on the pedal soon enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always been like kind of like I would say like a hard worker, but like mm-hmm. Now like things are starting to ramp up because like freshman year it's kind of light, but like mm-hmm. From there I hear like that's when things start to ramp up. So
yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't say I'm necessarily stressed out for that. I would just say like I do want to prevent myself from like sort of like over preparing or like mm-hmm. under preparing. So I need to find like
mm-hmm. Like the right groove.
Yeah, equilibrium. I need to be in the
right space. Look at him, equilibrium. No, that's true, though. I mean, you'll definitely figure it out once you get into school, like, kind of the right mindset you need to have, like, how you're supposed to work and things like that, because it's definitely different than freshman year, because we literally didn't do anything. Like, freshman year, for our school, we had this thing called Fresh, which was such, like, a goofy program, I feel like, where we just learned about, like, adjusting the freshman year and things like that. And we just, like, talked with our, like, friends and things like that. And then freshman year, it was, like, literally a joke. But it was, I guess, like, nice, like, having someone help us adjust. But, yeah, freshman year, pretty simple. Do you think, like, COVID affected you, like, in any way? Because I know for me, since I, came into freshman year, we were half on Zoom, half in person. So it was kind of difficult adjusting for that.
Yeah, so when COVID came around, I was in fifth grade, actually.
Dang.
It's crazy to think about. I was going into sixth grade. So it hit when I was, like, a few months after fifth grade was about to finish.
Yeah.
Then the entirety of sixth grade, I was online. So it was definitely, like, I had to make friends mm-hmm. online because with you, you had had friends before because right. you were already at the school. But I didn't know anyone. No mm-hmm. one knew anyone unless you went to school. And I
yeah.
like before, but I didn't go to school with anyone. So
mm-hmm.
I had to make friends, which luckily I did. People started to reach out. It was that's like, good. Yo, what's up? I was like,
yeah. yo. You think you found like a good group of friends that's going to like last through high school? Or are you still like figuring that part out?
Yeah, I have a small circle. I don't.
Yeah, really. That's good.
But yeah, it was. Yeah, I luckily found some friends and we've been chilling ever since, I guess.
Right.
But like, I'm just wondering, like, for you, like, I know you have some friends, like, before you're going into college,
mm-hmm.
you met some people, but like, how did that work out? And like.
Right. So you're asking, like, how did I meet them and how did we, like, click?
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, for me, I actually went down to my university last November for this program, and we got the chance to room with some random people and just fellowship with some of the other students who were down there with us. And I actually met them. It was such a funny experience. So we actually stayed on the same floor in the hotel and everything. And after the programs for that day, it was like a big group of people like in a circle, and we were just all talking. And basically this one girl, her name is Janaya. Hopefully she'll be featured soon. She asked this other girl, Ceylon, if she had like a specific type, if she liked like hood dudes or whatever. And Ceylon was like, yeah, I do. And basically we all just started laughing, and that's kind of how we clicked. We were like literally the loudest people there. Everyone was giving us side eyes, but we just clicked in terms of like our personality. We just kept talking and things like that. So I think just like, I guess that like advice for making friends, just like put yourself out there. Like don't like change yourself, like be yourself, because people will like come to you. You know what I mean? So
right.
like don't change yourself is what I'm saying.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay, y'all, we got a funny story for you. Now, this happened probably like 5 years ago, Ian was telling me. But basically I have a hole in my door. Now, Ian, since you have the better memory, how about you tell us what happened that day? Why do I have a hole in my door?
Okay, so like off rip, like the story might be hazy because it was 5 years
yeah,
ago.
True.
But what happened was, so there's like an office in our house, an office computer. It's
mm-hmm.
like a public space. I was using it because I had like a meeting with one of my saxophone teachers. But Anna, she didn't know I had a meeting, so she was using the computer. So I'm like, yo,
mm-hmm.
you gotta leave. I'm gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
I need to use this room. Maybe she didn't understand what I was saying, but she didn't leave. So I was like, yo.
Was I like in a meeting or something?
I don't know what you were doing.
I don't know what I was doing.
I was like, yo, you gotta dip. I gotta use this room.
Yeah.
So, and then like, you're like, you start like calling me names and stuff. I start calling you names and stuff.
Yeah. And things got pretty heated, basically.
Things got heated. You, and then you pushed me out of the room,
yeah.
right? And then the door's in between us.
Yeah.
So then I push in the door, and then
yeah.
you're like, fine, just have the computer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, you did not just push the door in my face.
Yeah.
Because the door had, like, bust. She pushed it hard, the door, like, busted my toe in. So I'm like, yo, you did not just do that.
Yeah.
So you leave, you go to your room. I'm like, yo, I'm gonna confront this right now.
Yeah, but you had a meeting.
Right, but I was like, this,
yeah.
I'm confronting this right now.
Yeah.
So it's like, I go to your room, you have your door closed. I'm like, yo, open the door, Anna. You're like, nah.
See, I think that's when I got upset.
I think we were all upset
yeah,
at that point.
True.
But you're like, open the door, Anna. Like, why'd you do that? You're like, no. I'm like, open the door. And then you open the door and you're like, just go away. And then you close it. And then I'm like, yo. And then out of nowhere, I couldn't really control myself, I felt like.
Yeah.
I sort of, like, just pushed the door, and I...
How? 5 years ago? So you were 10 and you did all that?
Right.
How'd you have that much strength to put a hole in my door?
So I pushed the door.
Yeah.
I put a hole in it. I might have punched it.
Might have.
Who cares?
You definitely punched it.
at the end, there's a hole in the door, yeah. and...
And it needs to get repaired. Like, yeah, you need to pay for
though.
It.
You're gone.
Okay,
now,
but so. I can't just have a hole in my bedroom door, Ian. Right. Like, but that's just like... crazy. And mom was like, yeah, you're going to repair it. Like, we're going to repair it sometime soon. You're going to pay for it. It never happened. I don't even know when it's happening. Like,
but I do feel know. Like we've grown as people.
Yeah.
For sure. And, like, I wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, we definitely matured. But we definitely, like, we're still siblings. So we definitely, like, still, like, getting on each other's nerves and things like that.
Right, but it's nothing crazy like that.
Yeah. I thought I threw something at you that day.
You may have. I don't really remember. I mean, I don't really care anymore.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Past is the past. Was like, I shouldn't have. All right, so I shouldn't have. I should have not. When you let me have the room,
We should have just left it at that.
Should have just left it at that.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have came after you.
Yeah, yeah.
But you shouldn't have.
I shouldn't have just started yelling. You should have just been like, "Yeah, take the computer. It's all good."
It's probably just communication error on both our ends.
Yeah,
probably.
That's why communication is important, guys. Like, with literally everything, friends, family, relationships, like, literally just communicate. Because small things like this could have been avoided easily. But anyway, enough of that. Let's jump to, like, our favorite / funniest memory of us. You want to think or should I go first?
No, you go first.
All right. For me, when we went to, was it Disneyland or Disney World?
Disney World.
Yeah, we went to Disney World. This was probably like 2 years or 1 year ago. And there was this one Avatar ride where we put like these goggles on and it was like interactive, like 3D. Like we felt like we were in the Avatar world. It was just a really, really fun experience. Like definitely one of my favorite rides just like in general because I don't really like big roller coasters. So that was just cool to experience it. Plus Avatar is such a great movie. If y'all haven't seen them, go watch them. The second one's so good. First one's even better. So, yeah, that was probably my favorite memory. Funniest memory, maybe when that first time when we went go-karting, when I totally beat you and I was, like, driving so dirty. But I still won. And I think I, like, knocked you, like, in the walls or something like that. But, hey, it's just go-kart racing. Like, rules, they don't exist. Like, you gotta win. You gotta play dirty. All right? That's me.
Right, so like actually like it's similar. Like my favorite memory is like when we used to go to the same go-kart place you mm-hmm. just mentioned
mm-hmm.
like it was pretty they have like go-kart riding they have batting cages
mm-hmm.
like we used to go like maybe like once a month
yeah it was fun
it was really fun like this but this was like this could have been like 6 or 5 years ago it was pre-COVID
really?
Oh. pre-COVID for sure
mm-hmm.
and we used to go like all the time it was like so much fun
mm-hmm.
But she was a dirty racer. She was. We were both competitive, but her competitiveness
still got first place.
You're competitive. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Who got first?
Yeah, it's a dirty first place. It's like,
okay, but I still got first place.
Yeah, you got first place.
And period.
No, you cheated.
No, I did not. There's no cheating.
There is cheating.
No, how did I cheat?
That's like someone taking steroids. And then they're
what?
Like, and they're like, they
how
yeah.
are we comparing steroids that's, to a no. children's go-kart?
No, that's like someone taking steroids mm-hmm. and racing you. And they're like, yeah, no, of course you won. You're taking steroids.
Whatever.
But you knocked me away. And I...
You should have saw me coming.
You were... I was in front
that's
of you.
That's why y'all got to look at your blind spots. Like
I was in front of you. Uh-huh. And then you tried to pass me.
Yeah.
And then you do pass me and you cut me off.
That's how you race. You got to cut people off.
You... No, you hit me.
Whatever.
I turned around
in the
middle...
You should have hit the brake.
In the middle of the track, I literally turn around.
Yeah.
And I'm stuck. And they have to get one of the workers...
Oh, that's embarrassing to
actually,
you.
To actually turn me around because I was... I was stuck in such like an awkward like precarious like
yeah,
it was
yeah.
really bad.
Dang. What place you get? Last?
Yeah, probably I did probably get last cuz like people passed
Yo,
me.
Yo, dang. I actually ate that.
No, you didn't.
No, cuz I didn't. It's okay though. Hey, no hard feelings.
Listen, cheating is cheating.
No hard feelings.
You can't get away from that.
Okay, I won fair and square. But yeah. Ian, do you have anything else to say?
No,
any other questions?
No, I think I'm good. I think I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm good too. I think this was a pretty fun, chill conversation. We didn't want to make it like too deep. We just wanted to keep it like really lighthearted. But yeah, I will put my Instagram in the description. If any of y'all have any questions, just want to talk or any advice, please feel free to reach out to me. And yeah, have a great day. Bye.
All right, bye.